This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Overnight shelter beds have been in short supply as a cold front has been passing over Colorado. The Denver Coliseum will open Saturday to alleviate crowding in Denver shelters. In Grand Junction, homeward bound of the Grand Valley's shelters have been full for months. Chairman Emeritus Bill Wade warns that alternative spaces, like churches, are also running short.
We've been absolutely at capacity everywhere since July. People that would typically come in on occasion during the heavy winter series, we have no capacity for them.
Grand Junction can expect rain and snow tomorrow. Around Denver, daytime temperatures are getting warmer again. The U.S. is not educating enough mining specialists compared to other countries. That's according to Colorado School of Mines Professor Morgan Bazilian. He spoke to a congressional subcommittee last week.
Today in the United States, we produce 162 mining engineering students per year in the entire country, and China produces roughly 20 times that. So in terms of innovation of technologies, processes, and mining, they are far ahead in the talent pool.
The subcommittee met to discuss ways to increase the nation's supply of critical minerals. Tony Award winner Anna Lee Ashford returns to Colorado for a one-night performance at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts annual Saturday Night Alive Gala in June. The Denver native and Wheat Ridge High School graduate starred in Sweeney Todd on Broadway last year. The DCPA's annual black tie event has raised more than $23 million for its theater and education programs. This year's gala is June 14th. And it is warming up along the Front Range. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs close to 40 this afternoon, and it's warmer again and in the 50s on Friday. Mountain snow late today, and that continues through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.